بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج عرفة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us an easy deen to follow, and Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessed us with Quran and Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that for those who have got the means, have got the expenses to go and to come back, and they have got expenses whilst in their absence, their family is taken care of, and if they are able to go for Hajj, then they should go for Hajj. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you make an intention for Hajj, now a person will make intention for Hajj when Hajj is farz on him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everybody upon whom Hajj is farz that he stands up and he goes away. He does not waste any time. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when a person intends for Hajj, then he should not delay. Very quick, he must go away. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if a person intends to go for Hajj and then he dallies and he begins to procrastinate and he says, no, I got this work and I have got that work, I have got this commitment and that one to do, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this person, the Hajjis will go and the Hajjis will return, and this person, his work will not finish. That which is holding him and preventing him from going for Hajj, respected elders, will not be completed, but the Hajjis will come back. Now the Hajji, alhamdulillah, he goes. And Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi, stated that it is necessary and essential for the Hajji that he must equip himself adequately in knowledge before he goes for Hajj. Hajji goes, alhamdulillah, he does not know what is Hajj about. Today I intend telling you a little bit about the Kaaba. Respected elders, this word Kaaba has got the letters, Arabic letters, Kaaf, Ain, Ba. And wherever you see in Arabic, in any Arabic word, these letters, Kaf, Ayn, Ba, then you will get the meaning of to protrude, to project, to pop out. Respected elders, we do not believe in the Big Bang theory of the creation of earth. We believe that the whole earth was immersed in water. And where the Kaaba is at the moment, that was the first piece of earth that popped out, that projected, that came out. And from there, the whole earth spread out. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explains it that way. This word, for example, Kawakib, refers to the stars. Why the stars seem to pop out from the skies, And in the 30th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a similar word to describe the breast of the woman in Jannah, that their breast would be protruding. Same Arabic letters are used there. As respected elders, this portion of the ankle, which is uneven, every time you make wuzu, you see this portion which is uneven, you see the bone is running like this, and then it comes out, and then it comes back to normal. This bone here in Arabic is called Ka'bain. Again, the Arabic Kaf Ayn Ba is there. Why? It protrudes. This bone is uneven, it protrudes, it projects, it pops out here. So the Kaaba is called Kaaba, now you know why. And roughly it is about 12 by 13 by 15 meters. 12 by 13 by 15 high. And respected elders, it was the first house of worship on earth. There were other houses, but not of worship. But the first house of worship on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Adam alayhi salam to make it there. And as time went by, it was constructed and reconstructed. And during the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, after the flood of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was divinely inspired where the the Kaaba was. As he was shown the foundations of it, he reconstructed it, or shall we say, he built it again with the help of his son. Before that time, the Jews, they should say, no, Baitul Muqaddas is better. But after the ayat that take the musalla of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, take the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam as a place of musalla, of place of salah, because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was constructing the Kaaba, he should stand on a piece of rock, and this rock should move up and down. You should carry the rock and insert it and place it. Originally, rock was taken from various portions, from Mount Sinai, from the Cave of Hijra, from Mount Tur, etc. The present Kaaba, after reconstruction in the time of Marwan and Yusuf ibn Hajjaj, this rock apparently comes from Jabal al-Kaaba, which is in the Shubayka area of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Respected elders, from the onset they should cover the Kaaba. And during the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was constructed, and what we call these days as the Hatim. Hatim is that portion which has got a semicircular wall, half wall. That is included in the Kaaba. That is actually the Kaaba also. And respected elders, during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah, his desire was that to construct the Kaaba and include the Hatim, which is part of the Kaaba. But he said that the Arabs have just come into Islam. If he does such an action, it will cause chaos and confusion. During the time of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they reconstructed the Kaaba and they included the Hatim and also the door of the Kaaba. The door of the Kaaba is not on the floor, it's quite higher. You have to have a ladder to get to the door and inside the Kaaba. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to bring the door down as it was done in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he said, no, leave that also. During the time of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was brought down. But subsequently, in the time of Yusuf ibn Hajjaj and Marwan, they brought the Kaaba, they took out the door from the floor, they brought it high, and they made the Hatim. Respected elders, first of all, understand this, that the Arabs, why they did not construct the Hatim as part of the Kaaba? When they were constructing, they did not have enough halal earnings to construct it. They were doing the worst things. They were looting, robbing, They were stealing and butchering. They were eating everything and anything. They were involved in adultery and fornication. The last crime you could think of they were doing. But when they came to construction of the Kaaba, they said, we do not have enough halal funds. We do not want to put haram funds in construction of the Kaaba. They had that also. And one of the major catastrophes facing the whole Muslim world is the usage of illegal funds for Islamic projects. That is why we don't get the right fruits out of it. That much I must say. Respected elders, on one side of the Kaaba is the Hajar-e Aswad. Hajar-e Aswad, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when he came down, it was purer than white. Came from Jannah, it came to Jabal Qubais. Jibreel alayhi salam left it there, it was brought from there. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, it will be given eyes and tongue to speak that who has kissed it. We call this istilam. If a person is right near the Hajar-e Aswad, then he makes istilam, he kisses it. Respected elders, he places his two hands and he kisses it. What he must try to do is to feel quickly that those areas in the Hajar-e Aswad which are protruding, he must kiss that. A person in Ihram must be very cautious. He must try not to do this because around the Hajar-e Aswad is silver. And for a person in Ihram, he must not take benefit from silver. That's one. Secondly, a person in Ihram, he must not take benefit from perfume. And all the time on Hajar-e Aswad, there is perfume. If he cannot do that, then he throws a kiss at it, he puts his hand there and he does this. That's one. Now, respected elders, when you go there, you see what the mankind is doing, what Muslim is doing. Oh, alhamdulillah, from all parts of the world, Muslim comes there. And he comes and does the last thing by Hajar-e Aswad. By Hajar-e Aswad, there are two lines on the floor. So when you're making tawaf, when you come to the two lines, you are in line with the Hajar-e Aswad. Now Muslim, he stands. And he does various things. Allah Ta'ala knows best where he learns all these things. He comes there and he does this to the Hajar-e Aswad. Wonder what, he's sprinkling something. Then he comes there, he does this to the Hajar-e Aswad. And play volleyball or something. Then he comes there and he does this. Throwing laser beams at the Hajar-e Aswad. Allah Ta'ala knows best where we get all these things. And he comes there and he's doing this thing. Respected elders. That which is easy, Muslim makes very difficult. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I kiss you because I saw Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam kiss you. There is no harm in you, no benefit in you. Harm and benefit is from Allah. Good and bad is from Allah. Richness and poverty is from Allah. Removal of calamities is Allah. No one else. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the Hajar-e Aswad corner, respected elders, there is Rukne Yamani. Rukne Yamani, it is sunnah to kiss the Hajar-e Aswad, but to go there and to touch strange women and to push and pull and fight and get to the Hajar-e Aswad is haram. To do a sunnah and to engage a haram, that is stupidity. Nothing but stupidity. Rukne Yamani, respected elders, it is mustahab when you're fasting there, and this is pattern of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he fasts the Rukne Yamani, then you put his two hands on it. If not, put one hand on it. There do you see Muslim, alhamdulillah. Muslim don't leave the Kaaba. Not one part of the Kaaba. You want to kiss the whole Kaaba, you want to kiss. And then when he wants to go in sijda, he starts cutting the cloth of the Kaaba and bring it. He thinks, if I get the cloth of the Kaaba and go into the grave, I'll be safe from the punishment of the grave. Respected elders, if you dip your Ihram in Zamzam, or if you take the Kaaba cloth and dip it in Zamzam and take it to the grave, it will not help you. It will not help you. Help you, your iman will help you. Help me, my iman will help me, and amal e saliyat, nothing else. Well, we have come with this, respected elders. They say, I must dip my Ihram in Zamzam and come. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his kurta to one munafiq for his burial. Did it help that person? And what is better? The kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Ihram dipped in Zamzam? You decide. So, that again, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we began touching the Rukne Yamani after we saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do it. Deen is
What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, deen is that. That is deen. Not our intelligence. So respected elders, on the day of Qiyamah, Rukhla Yamani also will testify, will be given a tongue to testify of who touched it and who has made istilam for it. Then when you come this side, past the Hajar-e Aswad, between the Hajar-e Aswad and the door of the Kaaba is called Multazam. Meaning that, from the Arabic, that attach yourself to it. Place yourself to it. And the method is very simple, that you come like this, you stand by the wall, you raise your head, and you place your right cheek on it. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we saw Rasulullah s.a.w. do this. And when you get this opportunity, respected elders, without any fighting, if you get this opportunity, then go there and weep and cry, because that's where dua is accepted. That's the place where dua is accepted. Respected elders, elders have stated that there, when they made dua there, duas were accepted. And if a person is a little patient and he observes, he gets room to go there and make dua and weep a lot. Then when you're making tawaf, tawaf is, respected elders, 7 times round the Kaaba is called tawaf. Not 1 time round the Kaaba. 7 times round the Kaaba is called tawaf. And tawaf means that you go from the Hajar Aswad round the Hatim. Round the Hatim, respected elders. If you do not go round the Hatim, then your tawaf is not valid. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha requested Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I want to read salat in the Kaaba. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held a hand and took her to the Hatim and told, make salat. This is part of the Kaaba. After you make tawaf, there is 2 rakat of wajib salat too, for tawaf. Wajib it is. Remember, it is wajib. And the best place where you read it is behind Maqam Ibrahim. You will see there. They've got Maqam Ibrahim in a cage, in a glass cage. You can see the footprints of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, respected elders, Muslim, what he does? He goes and must stand right behind the Maqam Ibrahim to make salat. And he'll fight the whole world to do this. What is the masala? That you must make it behind the Maqam Ibrahim, meaning that the Maqam Ibrahim must be in between you and the Kaaba. So you can stand 20-30 meters away from the Maqam Ibrahim as long as it comes between you and the Kaaba. If you do not have that place, then go make it in the Hatim. If you do not have that place, make it anywhere in the Mataf, in the area of Tawaf. If you do not have that place, then make it anywhere in the Haram. If you do not have that place, then make it in your hotel room. And if you forget and you do not have that place, then make it when you come home. That is the masla. But make it. It is wajib. As long as you don't make it, it will remain on you wajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that 120 mercies descend on the Kaaba. 120 mercies descend on the Kaaba. 60 on those who are making tawaf, respected elders. And 20 upon that person who is looking at it, and 40 on that person who is making salam there. By looking at the Kaaba, you get tawaf. By looking at the Kaaba, you get tawaf. How fortunate is Muslim when he goes there. But how unfortunate when he goes there and then he sits in his foyer room and he makes gakshap. And he discusses politics, and he discusses this, that, and the other, he doesn't go to the Haram. How unfortunate is that person? Respected elders, Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi, I've quoted this before, but this is a nice time to quote it again, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you eyesight, look at 4 things. Kaabatullah, Rosa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried, Kitabullah, the Quran al-Karim, and Awliya Allah, and the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make tawaf. More tawaf. More tawaf is better than more umrah. That is the law. More tawaf is better than more umrah. Then alhamdulillah, go and drink zamzam water. And the dua is so easy, so nice. That Allahumma as'aluka ilman nafiya. Ya Allah, I want beneficial knowledge. I seek beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge means that knowledge which will benefit me in this world, in the grave and in the akhirah. And in the Hatim, dua is accepted. Behind Maqam Ibrahim, dua is accepted. Mataf, dua is accepted. And in the Hatim, there is a place called Mizab-e Rahmat. That is the, there is a water pipe from the Kaaba which falls into the Hatim. Under there, dua is accepted. Under there, dua is accepted. So all these opportunities, a person who is going there, he must take advantage of. And Hajj, respected elders, Hajj is so easy. Listen very carefully.
a few minutes left, I will tell you the whole of Hajj in just few minutes. That's how easy it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew there would be 2-3 million people going there. And out of those 2-3 million, 3/4 will be ignorant going there. Respected elders, there is only 3 farz in Hajj. One is Ihram. And here too, Ihram is not 2 pieces of cloth. Ihram is not 2 pieces of cloth. Ihram is the intention of Umrah or Hajj with Talbiyah, wearing the 2 pieces of cloth. That is Ihram. Put Ihram, go to Arafat, and make Tawaf al-Ziyarah. That is 3 farz of Hajj. Now listen, on the 8th, the person gets up, he puts his Ihram on. And if he wants to make, after midnight on the 8th, make Tawaf, Nafil Tawaf, and in that Nafil Tawaf, he keeps his right shoulder open, and the first 3 rounds, he runs a little fast, we call that Ramal, and he makes Safa Marwa, we call that Sa'i. Going between Safa and Marwa, we call that Sa'i. And then he goes to Mina. From Makkah to Mina, it's about 4.8 kilometers. He goes away there. In Mina, he reads 5 namazes. Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. After Fajr, he gets up and he goes away to Arafat. Arafat is about 9.6 kilometers from there. And Arafat, he makes wukuf. He stays there. If a person is having difficulty to get to Arafat, but he makes it there, he makes it there for 1 minute, conscious or unconscious, he just passes by Arafat on that day, respected Hajj, respected brother, his Hajj is made. Arafat, he pleads and cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before sunset, he goes away to Muzdalifah, about 4.8 kilometers away from there. And in Muzdalifah, when he reaches there, respected elders, what he does, with one azan, he makes Maghrib and Isha. With 2 takbirs. He makes the Maghrib Faraz, Isha Faraz. Then the Maghrib Sunnah, then the Isha Sunnah, and the Wajib. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Tahajjud throughout his life, but not in the night of Muzdalifah. That was the night of Eid. When you are there, yes, there is a different law. Night of Eid, you must spend in Ibadat. There you will be. That is the diet. Muzdalifah, when they say, make your fajr in Muzdalifah, after that you proceed from Muzdalifah to Mina, and you go to the first shaitan, the big shaitan, near the masjid there, and you pelt the shaitan. Pelt the shaitan, respected elders, and stop the talbiyah. And go and make your qurbani. In Mina or in Makkah, you make your qurbani. After qurbani, you take out your hair, you make halak, or kasar. After that, you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and you make tawaf al-ziyarah. Make Tawaf al-Ziyarah, after in Tawaf al-Ziyarah, you keep your right shoulder open and make Ramal, make three rounds fast, and go make Safa Marwa if you have it, make Safa Marwa. Then you can put normal clothing on, but do not have. After Qurbani, respected elders, after Qurbani and Halak, you can put normal clothing on. After Tawaf al-Ziyarah, your wife becomes halal for you. Then you come back to Mina and you spend the night there. The next day, you go and stone all 3 shaitan. Starting. Respected elders, from the small to the big. Then, the next day you go and stone all 3 again and go away to Mecca. Hajj is finished. You Hajj. So easy it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, grant us the ability to become good Muslims, practical Muslims, and those Muslims who understand this. And respected elders, understand one more point before I conclude. That lectures and these programs must not become programs for entertainment. Because these programs are for education and not for entertainment. Because in entertainment, half of the things that are stated are weak or fabrications. We must be educated people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand these and practice these. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.